May 19th.
It's a beautiful day out here.
Enjoying, praying, and hoping that the sun will come out and play. The summer will come out and bless us with its presence. This is Coach Cage. Title of this conversation shall be False Expectations. Excuse me. They should know. They should know. What are we talking about when we say they? Other people. They should know. They should mind read. This was incited by a conversation I was involved in with some teens, specifically a young Latino lady. And we were in discussion about a whole myriad of plethora of different topics. But of course, with my kids and my students and my young people, the conversation, the heavy, most weighty piece of a conversation that we would have would be the topic of relationships. And her statement, they should know, was centering around young men, teenagers, should know not to cheat. My question to the group was, do we feel that young teenage men have the ability to be faithful? And I was giving them that conversation merely on in support of other topics that we had discussed that day. And I like to talk about relationships because I know that we place high priority and value on relationships, and thus we should. However, I do realize that young people can get easily distracted academically by their friendships and romantic relationships, which could equate to them being off track of their purpose and destiny and identity. Hence, this is the conversation. Can teenage boys be faithful? The conversation took place and the young ladies felt no, that they could not. And I agreed, and I understood with them. And what I told them was that there is a possibility that maybe a small percentage could be. It's not impossible. As a side note, I'm outside with this conversation. Therefore, if you hear sirens and wind, it's because I'm outside just enjoying the weather. Because I hear sirens in my background as well. With this conversation, the young lady on the opposite sex end, we understand that young ladies mature faster than young men. Let me pause. Let me let the siren go past y'all. Trying to stay professional as much as we can, but circumstances stop that from happening. All right, let's get back on track. We understand that young ladies have the tendency to mature faster than guys. Centered around the dynamic of being a mother and watching their mothers and possibly parent in terms of male sacrifice. Young ladies tend to digest that and they absorb that character attribute. And it becomes a part of their system of thought and becomes a part of their perceived identity of just basically who they are. So we understand that from looking at, you know, different societal norms. From a relationship context, just because the young ladies mature faster than the guys, they feel as though the young guys should know to be faithful. And that's false. That is a false expectation, a false reality. That expectation is unrealistic because the young men don't have the experience. Therefore, an individual can know something is right and go contrary to what they know because they only know it in theoretically. in their brain and can be void of the experience that gives them the knowing in terms of application. This could save us a lot of time. Because I'm gonna bridge this statement out, and I'm gonna make this statement more general for the population. Is that you find yourself connected to people. I find myself connected to people. We find ourselves connected to each other. There are times when we put too much emphasis on what a person should do or what they should know. And it can equate to a false expectation, and it can also result in us being bitter at individuals because we have a life experience that confirms what we know. However, that other person may not have that same life experience. Therefore, they don't know. They may tell you that they know, he or she or we may tell you that we know something in our minds or in our brains, and cognitively or from an intellectual perspective. However, if Mr. Cage, Coach Cage, you, your sister, parent, whoever the person that you find yourself in relationship the most with or connected to the most is, if we are void of the experience, then we don't know. We haven't experienced I hate to use the word level. I'll tell you why on another podcast. But I'm use level because it's the only word that I have in my toolkit at this time. We just don't know, y'all. Because we haven't experienced it. We only ascertain it on an intellectual level. So it's something to think about. How do you apply this? Please don't jump to conclusions as though a person knows. Because if they don't have that experience, then they don't know. They have it in their heads, in their brains. But the experience is void. Therefore, you can't hold them to that expectation. It's just general. I can't specify it. I'm not specifying it in relationships. But it can be applicable. You have to ask the individual or people what their experience was like. Because if they don't have the experience, then they don't know. And they can feel as though that person, he or she, or we can convey to you that we know. And I want you to be humble and shake your head, because if we would have the experience, we really don't know. What am I saying? If you or we are void the experience of a specific topic or idea, hence, prior example, way out there, how to be a millionaire. We don't know that because we are not millionaires. We haven't experienced the rise and the fall and the ups and the downs of achieving that goal. Therefore, I would preface you to stop reading the articles that's telling you how to do something if the people that wrote the article did not do it. Let me get back on track and just close this conversation out. Career goals. My students out there, whether you're in high school, college, vocational school, or taking some type of class, don't let the relationships with the false expectations take you away from your academic identity and career goals. Because the time that we would invest in those relationships that's under the pretense or the umbrella of false expectations is not worth it, because we gotta allow people to mature through experience. I'm asking you to have compassion for each other, because each party involved in the relationship context is void of certain experiences. Therefore, we have to be empathetic and have compassion for one another. We can't afford to be haughty, feeling as though we got it all, because we don't, and this is why we need one another. Coach Cage with the conversation of false expectations. They should know. We understand that they don't know if they haven't experienced it. You don't have to stress yourself out or be upset based on the expectation that you gave a person that they were unable to achieve. I want you to challenge you with this whole long drawn out conversation. Take a bit, apply it, get the experience, encourage somebody, encourage yourself, and stay consistent. And we will connect soon.